About a year after my son was killed, I was heartbroken and at a loss, not knowing if I'd ever find out what happened. I didn't know where to turn, so I took to Facebook Live.
Okay, Facebook, I'm gonna try this again. Like I was saying, you know, when our son was killed, it is something that devastated our whole family. But to add insult to injury, we are in a big battle with the city of Chicago. Day after day, trying to find out what happened to him. And there are so many discrepancies in his case. We are the average black family trying to fight against a huge city. And everywhere we turn, we hear the doors getting slammed in our face. I can't say whether or not something happened while he was with the police, but I know that they have continuously denied our request for videos and 911 calls that depict the final moments of my son. It's painful. You feel the desperation in your heart because you want answers to what happened to your child. Everybody tells you that the city of Chicago is doing what they can. But what I see is that they're fighting every step of the way. They want you to stop fighting. They want you to give up. They want you just to accept that your child is dead and just move on. I can't do it. He doesn't deserve it. He doesn't deserve what happened to him. So I can't just give up. With everything within me, in my last breath, I have to keep fighting for him because he can't do it anymore. I brace my heart. No matter how long it takes, I will not stop fighting for Courtney.
Hear my son Courtney's story and follow my fight for justice and truth. Somebody is available March 31st, wherever you get your podcasts.